Look at that. You're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the YouTube channel for your Packers Daily Chat. It's Friday, deep in the heart of the offseason with camp around the corner. And apparently, the plan is to go ahead, even though there's still tons of protocols, testing, what have you, to iron out the NFL's. Sounds like they're just going to be steamrolling into this with Chiefs and Texans players. Rookies set to report next Monday. I believe the Packers rookies report on Tuesday. Here we go. Hello to everybody in the comments section, including Big B and Tom Grassi. Thank you for the birthday shout out. It is my birthday. And yes, it is David Hasselhoff's birthday. You don't hassle the Hoff, you know. I can only hope to share in his greatness and shine in his light or something. I don't know. So, yeah, what's going on? What is going on? What is going on? It's a good question. Oh, there we go. Yeah, there it is. Happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you very much. Birthday plans? No, I have no birthday plans. Hello from New Mexico. What's up, Jose? How you doing? Good to see you. Janelle, thank you very much. How will Kenny Clark's contract compare to Chris Jones? Thanks, Daniel. I don't think it'll match it, so to speak. I think the guarantee will probably be similar in the sense of, I know in the initial reporting around Jones's deal, that $60 million guaranteed was the number. I think that will most likely be similar. I think the Packers could probably try and push for an extra year. Since, you know, they're going to got to work around everything having to do with the potential suppression of the salary cap next year. Russ Ball is going to have to work his magic. There's no doubt about that. Brandon, thank you so much for the super chat. Very, very generous of you. Very, very kind. Hello. Cheesehead TV. Loves Cheesehead TV and Tom Grassi. Thanks, Jose. David, thanks for the super chat. The Bears still suck. Happy birthday. Go Pack Go. They do indeed. I don't think anybody would dispute either of those sentiments. I can't thank you enough. Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. No, thank you. Oh, you guys are really nice about the birthday thing. You know, it's interesting. You look around the league and you've seen yesterday J.J. Watt being the most prominent member. We've seen Randall Cobb tweeting out his concerns, et cetera. It has been interesting. I mean, I think we've heard a blip once or twice from a few Packers players, but for the most part, they have been pretty quiet. And I don't know if that's by design or just the nature of the guys they have in the building or under the roster. But yeah, it's a time of trepidatious anxiety, I think, for a lot of guys from the people I've spoken to. And I look at the fact that I've seen a lot of people calling out the NFL in the last couple of days because, oh, they had all this time. And I think there is some truth to that. But I think on the flip side, I do think the NFL, while they did have the luxury of time, needed to see how the pandemic in this country played out. Obviously, it has not played out well in certain parts of the country. And any plans they would have made 2 months ago most likely would have been blown up by the trajectory that the pandemic has taken. Now, that said, I do think they could have hammered out things like daily testing protocols, et cetera, which sounds like they're still working through. They have been talking to the PA for like about a month now. So it's not like this is all happening at the last minute. Yes, we are getting updates now and seemingly daily there are proposals going back and forth, but that doesn't mean there haven't been discussions, right? So my sense, again, I think I've said it a couple times. I think they will get off the ground, so to speak. And once they are, they will handle with whatever gets thrown at them. You know, if there is going to be a delay in the season, it will have to be that decision will have to be made sooner rather than later. How does it feel to be 80? Happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. RIP Grant and Amara, Mythbusters forever. I never watched that show, but I know a lot of people did. And, it was interesting. I had no idea. He worked at Lucasfilm for a while prior to hosting that show. Frank, what's up, man? Alex, haven't heard from Aunt Gert in a while. How is she? I saw Aunt Gert, last time I saw her was last summer at Corey's house in Green Bay. By all accounts, she's doing well. I'm sure we will be in some kind of contact this camp season. We always check in with Aunt Gert. She's still kicking it, 90 plus years old. She's a living legend. We will certainly have her back on Cheesehead TV at some point. Got mine coming up on the 25th. Well, Frank, happy early birthday, buddy. Aaron, good morning. Can I get questions for afternoon trivia? Happy birthday. Well, there is no trivia on Fridays, but that was a powerful attempt. A powerful attempt at cheating. You're no Bill Belichick. Ah. Yeah, no trivia today. This is it. This is the height of my obligation. Not that you guys are obligations. You guys are friends, dear friends, here at Cheesehead TV on the YouTube channel. Please subscribe to our channel. James, thanks for the super chat. Have one on me, mate. Happy B-Day. Thank you so much. James, it's really nice of you. Thank you. Frank, thanks for your super chat. I hope you and your dog have a fantastic birthday. Yeah, it's gonna be a fun day. Just me and the canine just hanging out. Zach, welcome to the chat. First live chat I've caught in months, even before the draft. Hope everything is good. Nags, Frank, it's great. I could complain, but who'd listen, right? Doing well. Win the Super Bowl for Aunt Gert. Now, Joey, that's something I can get behind. Dedicate 2020 season to Aunt Gert? Come on, who says no? Besides the Packers and their legal team. But other than that, nobody. Folk 34, Josh Jackson, is there any hope? Anytime you ask a hope question, I have to respond with the same Lord of the Rings quote. There never was much hope. Just a fool's hope. No, I don't know. I mean, I'm almost always of the mind that if it hasn't happened by year three, you know, then it's probably not going to happen. And I think he had a big opportunity last summer and didn't seem to seize it. But you never say never. Let's see what happens. They haven't brought back Jermon Williams, so there should be more opportunities available. Let's see if he can get on the field. I'm not holding my breath. With no college football, could that cancel the next draft? Nicholas, I don't think it would cancel it, but it will certainly complicate it. Everything from the mechanism of the draft itself to the timing of it. But that's a long way away, man. Let's get these guys into camp first before we start worrying about the draft. Mm-hmm. What are the main differences between MVS and EQ? That's a really good question, Alex. I think, to me, EQ is a bit more polished in his overall game. I think he's got a little bit more flexibility as an athlete. I think he's got a little bit more, I guess what you'd call wiggle, fluidity, so to speak. Obviously, MVS is the speedster, and he can get up on you quick. And actually, I think MVS is a underrated route runner. I think he does a pretty darn good job on some of those long developing things. It's like short area stuff where I think he struggles a little bit. But for the other kind of major separator between the two of them, in my eyes, is EQ is a little bit more physical. And that, not just his build, but just as a receiver, ball in his hands after the catch, in the run game, blocking in the run game. I think EQ is just a little bit tougher. To me, those are the major differences. Here's the other half of your beer. Thanks, James. Thanks for the super chat. Is Lazard a lock for wide receiver two? Mark, I would suspect yes. Now, anything can happen in camp. Who knows? Maybe Funch just comes in and absolutely blows up, you know, or some EQ could rise to the occasion and steal the spot. But to me, that's Lazard's job. 98% certainty. I would be happy if we got what we had in MVS and EQ the last few weeks of 2018. Yeah, I feel that. EQ especially, I think, was really coming on. And it's a damn shame he had that injury up in Canada last year, but I really like him. Is route running teachable? Nicholas, yeah, to an extent. There are certain aspects of it, how to not only in yourself and how to run any particular route, but especially at the NFL level, there are so many variables to how the route is supposed to be run, dependent on what kind of coverage you're facing. And those are things that have to be decided upon, you know, split second. Like, you're off the line of scrimmage. Okay, Was I jammed? No. Okay, I've got a free release. Okay, now what do I do? Where do I stem my route? And by stemming, I mean, which kind of way do you go? To the outside shoulder of the DB, you're going to the inside shoulder of the DB. Now, is it man or zone? And is it cover three? Is it cover four? Is it man coverage? Is he playing with inside leverage? Is he playing with outside leverage? If it is zone, where am I supposed to go? Where are the soft spots? Where is Rodgers going to expect me to be, et cetera? Now, this is what I've just said is literally just scratching the surface of what these guys have to deal with and the decisions they have to make. And they have to do that all in real time in less than 3 seconds. And like I said, that is literally just scratching the surface. I remember talking to Jimmy Robinson, the wide receivers coach, years ago. And he talked about the difference between college and the pros and exactly what you're asking about. Route tree, not only the ability to know your route tree, because in college you're not asked to run a ton of routes, but then all the variations off that route tree, and the ability to read things in real time. It's a big jump. So it's not like it's any kind of surprise when guys don't make an instant transition. But yeah, a lot of it is teachable, but there are certain aspects to it, body language, body lean, setting guys up with your eyes, things like that, that can be taught, but they can't really be mastered unless you have it inherently. And I think that's what separates the greats from the guys who just have cups of coffee in the league. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. I don't know what that means. Cheesehead TV, go to Gnet remarks complete. I thank you for the super chat, though. James Ferguson, thank you for the beer. You're a legend. Falk34, Funchess is a pro. I think Packer fans will be loving him if they stay patient, and he'll go from solid to really clutch with 12 after Thanksgiving. I do think there will be a progression in the sense of him having to learn the system, get on the same page with 12. I agree that he's going to come in and be a seasoned vet at a position where there's a lot of, I won't say instability, but, you know, a lot of inexperience. And I think that's the value that Brian Gutekunst saw when he signed him, especially for very, very little money. I don't know exactly how I would quantify his possibly being clutch down the stretch, especially because his great, and we've talked about it before, his greatest asset is probably making those contested catches. And how soon is Rodgers going to trust him in those situations? We'll see. In your opinion, if high school / college football are canceled this year, could we see a slight drop off in talent in the NFL down the road? I don't think so. No, I don't think it would have long-term effects on the talent pool or talent level. I think the acclimation of said talent will be a little tricky and could be a little wonky for a year or two. But I mean, as far as talent level goes, no, I don't think we'll see much of a difference. What kind of dog are you going to get? It's a secret I'll never tell until I do the big reveal. I don't know. Austin, thank you very much. It's very kind of you. I can't wait for transplants either. We'll see when that is. Probably, hopefully, at some point during training camp. We'll see. Nathan, thank you for the super chat. Do you think Cheesehead TV can get more current / former Packers players to be on the show via Zoom? We are actually working on something in that regard, in that vein, for the season. Kind of in pre-production mode, casting a wide net, looking at possible partners / players to be on it. But so stay tuned. Hopefully we'll see something. Corey, thanks for the birthday wishes. Can we all just raise a glass or a mug, whichever, that we're not Washington football fans? Salute to that. Kyle, thanks so much for the super chat. Very nice of you. Nags is going to troll us all and adopt a cat. No chance. No chance. Not that I don't love cats. Cats are great, but yeah, no, not going to happen. Happy birthday, father. Do I get a piece of the cake? Yes. Yes, dog, you do. Robin, I'm late again. Not good enough for me. Robin, I'm disappointed. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. Don't let it happen again. Oh, gosh. People asking about Aaron Rodgers' personal life. You guys know I don't care. I don't care if he's dating somebody, not dating somebody, who he's seeing, if he's not seeing anyone. I don't care. I don't care. It doesn't affect him on the field. And everyone who says, oh, he's single now, he's going to all out. He won an MVP while dating Olivia Munn. Stop your internal dialogue right now. What would you say to Coach Lombardi if you met him? Just thank you, I guess. I don't know. It's such a crazy question. How is it up here in heaven? I don't know. No idea. Donnie, thanks for the super chat. Will the offense finally have to run through Jones every game this season? It's frustrating watching him be dynamic and not get more chances at times. Happy B-Day. Thanks for carrying the G. Thanks for the super chat. I mean, I don't think you'll ever see him be the focal point the way Christian McCaffrey is. I think the Packers want to limit his exposure to possible injury. I think the system they used last year worked really well. I think they'll continue down that path. Yes, it's great watching him. He's so dynamic. We all love it. But given how he started his career and how many games he missed, how much time he missed with injury, I don't blame the Packers for wanting to kind of be cautious in their approach. And I thought they gave him more and more as the year went on, especially in the second half of the season. But I don't hate how they handled it, and I think they'll continue to do so going forward. Joseph, thanks for the super chat. Is someone getting a pup for their birthday? You dog, you. You guys are terrible. You guys are terrible. Big B, what happened in trivia last night? Oh, the smack has begun to be spoken about. Oh, no. Oh, no. A few birthday whiskeys here in Scotland if you ever make it over. Robin, thank you so much. Very nice of you. Who leaves their team first, Dak or Rodgers? Damn, that's a good question. That is a good question. Probably Dak. Crazy to say, but probably Dak. Oh, God, Mark, don't kill me. Are Chelsea going to make the Champions League? God, I hope so. I was having such a great day. Thanks. Thanks for that. No, I think so. We'll see. I know Madden ratings are just rating, but how is Cameron Jordan rated better than Za'Darius? Jay, I say this in all seriousness and with compassion and respect and humility. Who gives a shit? That's all I can say. Based on the draft, the Packers seem dead set on running more 12 personnel. Do you feel LaFleur will try to curb Rodgers on his habits of changing plays to a pass unnecessarily? Well, you got to be careful there. You say unnecessarily, but you don't know if it's unnecessary. How many times has Rodgers made a change to the perfect call? We don't know. You know, don't color it like that. Now, to the first part of your question, will LaFleur try to curb his? No. Rodgers is going to play the way he plays. You know, you can only do so much. I'm sure they're pointing things out in film study, and it's undoubtedly they will run more 12. They will run the ball more, etc. But Rodgers is going to be Rodgers. I mean, he has absolutely earned that right, so to speak. And we saw things carry over from the Mike McCarthy offense to this offense with LaFleur and Rodgers that clearly have their genesis with 12. That's not going to change. I mean, I think there will be more emphasis on the run, but 12 is going to 12 regardless. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Don't care about Rodgers' personal life, but I will say I have broken up with women that have condescended my Lord of the Rings fandom in the past, but that's me. Getting awfully personal up in here, but I hear you, Nathan. Biggest make or break for 2020? Woo, Joey the Jaguar throwing it down. Biggest make or break for 2020. I mean, it's got to be a combo of Josh Jackson and or Oren Burks, right? I think those are if they can get anything out of either one of those guys, I mean, they start to salvage the 28 draft class. But yeah, I think those are the two, the hot spots, so to speak. Do I have a favorite current Packer? Yeah. Let me see. We definitely need our tight ends this year to step up. Jay, I think they will. I think they'll be given more opportunities. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised by Jay Sternberger. Definitely Sternberger season in full effect. I think Big Dog will get more snaps. We saw that start to play out towards the end of the year. And I think it's only going to continue. Have patience, my friend. Best second-year player this year, Jay Sternberger. No question. After him, it'll be Rashawn Gary. Did I miss a super chat? Oh, no, I didn't. Okay. Cool. Jamal Williams, baby. Woo. Big B takes any opportunity, even when we're not talking about Jamal Williams, just to shout out Jamal Williams. I love that about him. Was Sternberger a solid blocker last year? Wondering if his presence would be a tell similar to Jimmy Graham. Kevin, that's the thing. His blocking was so much better than anyone expected it to be. I was absolutely shocked. I certainly didn't see much from his Texas A&M tape that suggested that he was going to be as good as he was. I think that was a pleasant surprise for everybody, including the Packers. There's zero doubt that he is going to be utilized in the run game and the passing game and be effective in it, unlike Mr. Graham. All right, guys, I'm going to have to go. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking some Packers, and just chilling. Always great to have a bunch of friends to talk Packers with on your birthday. You guys make it great. Please, please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.